It's funny that just by reading the name of a team, the name of a player, and the name of a college would so drastically change the fortunes of a franchise, a fan base, and one player, and put them on a journey into history. And it happened 11 years ago. I'm Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound.
But Golden State also is on the clock with the number 7 pick, the youngest team in the NBA, picking 7th. Commissioner David Stern has the card for a team that used 47 different starting lineups. Here's the commissioner.
With the 7th pick in the 2009 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Stephen Curry from Davidson College.
And even before the boos of the New York Knicks fans were finished, the rumors were flying. Stephen Curry wasn't going to stay a Golden State Warrior. He was going to be traded. And there were stories that the Warriors were talking to the Phoenix Suns about a draft night trade. Larry Riley, the Warriors' general manager, quickly squashed any idea that Stephen Curry would be moving on.
I don't see that being the case here. And you know that I can speak to you on Monday of next week and have something different to talk about. And then the next Monday there could be something different. Things change. But we drafted him to play here, and I anticipate that he's going to be in the Warriors uniform for a good while.
And just a few days later, Riley was ecstatic that Stephen Curry was a Golden State Warrior and had arrived in the Bay.
You can tell he was raised well. He's got his head on straight, and he's going to do a lot of positive things for our organization. Now, I wouldn't care about any of that stuff except he can shoot the ball, he can run the pick and roll, and he can pass, and he's going to help our team. So we're tickled to death to have him here today. He's going to be a very exciting player for us.
There is no doubt coming on the heels of the NCAA tournament that Stephen Curry was one exciting player. But how good was he? His dad, Dale Curry, had forged a long career in the association on being one of the game's best shooters. And he gave us a little scouting report on his son.
He does so many more things than I did on the court. I was a shooter who could really shoot the ball with range, but Stephen is able to his best attribute, I think, is passing the basketball. Mm-hmm. He can really handle the ball. He's quicker, and his game has progressed a lot faster than mine did.
In fact, on draft night, Warriors head coach Don Nelson told me that the Warriors had drafted the best passer in the draft. Now, I knew Stephen Curry was the best shooter in the draft, but best passer? However, come to find out, Stephen Curry had been trying to make everybody else better from an early age.
When I was playing AAU growing up, and I was always the smallest person on the floor. To stay on the floor, we had a very talented team back then. The only way I would be able to stay on the floor is if I made my other teammates better. And my coach has told me that at an early age. And it was something I registered in my mind. And when I was on the court, I kind of had that mindset. How do I get the right person, the ball at the right time? And how do I make the smart play every possession kind of thing? And it wasn't about scoring. It wasn't about shooting.
His coach at Davidson, Bob McCullough, had seen that potential and would refine it, making moves to make Stephen better with the ball.
Yeah, we certainly did. We took him off the ball and put him on the ball, and he made an incredible change in his decision-making, and that was probably the biggest thing from a passing standpoint. He tightened his dribble from handling the ball, so he became a better dribbler, but he became a pinpoint passer with great decision-making.
So combining the two, the great shooting along with the great passing and the unselfishness, as well as his dedication to the game itself, Curry and the Warriors were on their way. Showing us his rookie season that the passing was there, combined with some flair and some showmanship.
Curry down the lane, trapped, stripped, ball on the floor. Curry comes up with it. Curry goes to get to the get behind the back to Devin George as he was on the ground. Cartier Martin gets it, takes a three and misses. Caspi with the rebound. Unbelievable pass by Steph Curry.
Curry was coming to a Warriors team that would go up for sale his rookie season, but he would not let distractions get in the way of his journey to greatness. And that greatness was noticed right before the start of the season by head coach Don Nelson.
Well, I think he's good as anybody in the league as far as a true point guard goes, where you know, he can make plays for others. He understands the game. He's a pretty good defender. He does all the things really well that point guards need to do. So he'd be right there at the top of the list eventually, I would think.
McGetty back to Curry. Curry for three. 5 on the clock. Got to go. Get the screen. Takes a three. It's on the way. Got another one. Steph Curry nails a three. He's 6 for 6. A new career high. Curry deflected a pass away from Ridenour. Curry beats Warwick to the glass with a nifty left-hand layup. Coming right to left using the rim to shield the ball from Warwick. Curry between the legs of the dribble. Gets a screen. Left side of the paint. Fade away. Jump shot. Got it. Wow. Wow. Steph Curry showing some skills.
Even with all those great moments from his rookie season 11 years ago, nothing could have prepared us for what was to come. The Golden State Warriors are now a world-class franchise. They appeared in 5 straight finals, something that had not been done since the 1960s. They have doubled their number of championships to 6 over the last 6 years. Meanwhile, Stephen Curry has transformed the game while winning 2 Most Valuable Player awards and inspiring little kids around the globe that they can be great by learning how to dribble and to shoot. That is a lot of accomplishment over just over a decade. And it all began June 25th, 2009. I'm Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound.